Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the important subject of deliverance. We've talked about the fact that deliverance is for believers in Jesus Christ. It is not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God. They will not walk in the Word, and they could not retain deliverance. Deliverance is casting out demonic spirits, and we must cast them out of every area of our life. We've talked about the fact that demons are evil spirits without physical bodies who want to get into us. They are personalities, and they want to bring destruction. Deliverance is for the children of God, the children's bread, and we are the children of God today, and we need to cast them out. Remember the fact that we are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Demons are not in our spirit, they're in our soul or body. They're not totally possessing or controlling us, but they are dominating us in an area of our life. Having demons in you simply means to be demonized in a particular area, in the soul or in the body. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean there's anything negative about you as far as you, the person. Remember, you are a spirit, and you are in right standing with God if you're born again and walking with Him. But these demonic spirits in the soul or the body bring bondages, and they must be dealt with and cast out. We pointed out the fact that the Holy Spirit can be in our spirit, and demons can be in our soul and body in a different location. We pointed out this reality from the Old Testament temple example, where the Old Testament temple was made of three parts, Holy of Holies, Holy Place, Outer Court. God was dwelling in the Holy of Holies, yet the evil inhabitants carrying on sinful activities were in the Holy Place or Outer Court. Jesus came in and cast them out. And this is a type of the New Testament temple, the Holy of Holies likened to our spirit, the Holy Place likened to our soul, the Outer Court likened to our physical body. The physical inhabitants in the temple carrying on destruction in the Old Testament are a type of spiritual inhabitants, which are demons that can be in our soul and body carrying on destructive activities within us. Jesus cast them out, and it's a type of what we do to cast out the demons today through the name of Jesus. We saw the scripture dealing with Peter, who one minute had the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then a little bit farther down, then he's speaking and rebuking Jesus. And Jesus turned and looked at Peter and spoke to Peter, but he said to Satan, he addressed Satan, who was operating through Peter, showing that there was an evil spirit in Peter speaking through him, rebuking Jesus. We also saw the scripture about how we could receive another spirit if we listened to the wrong gospel, and that would certainly be not just another doctrine, but another spirit. An evil spirit could come into us and influence us. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. That means a place of residence, showing the fact that the demons could come in and reside in us. That's what the Greek word for place means. 2 Corinthians 7:1, we talked about the fact that we're to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit. It is our responsibility to cleanse ourselves. We have these promises, so we need to cleanse ourselves to enter into them to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. And we get rid of the filthiness of the flesh and of spirit. The filthiness of the flesh is dealing with the area of the flesh, the attitudes of the flesh, the desires of our own physical body that would be sinful, desires of an unrenewed mind, a fleshly mind. We need to put that aside. And we need to crucify, mortify the deeds of the flesh, and walk in the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But what's the filthiness of the Spirit? Our spirit that got born again is not filthy. It is right with God. The filthiness of the Spirit are the demonic spirits which must be cast out. As we cast them out, it eliminates those unclean spirits. Now, we also mentioned there's an interconnection between the flesh and demons. When you're in the flesh, you sin, and that opens the door for demons. See, a lot of people today that deny that Christians can have demons within them, they always want to say, well, that's just the flesh. Well, that's not so. When you walk in the flesh, the door is open for the spirits to come in. For instance, if you sit there and you start walking in lust, and having lustful attitudes. The spirits are going to come in. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get worse and worse and worse. And it starts to drive you more and more and more. And pretty soon you can go from lust into fantasizing, into pornography, and then get into actual fornication or get into going around with prostitutes or whatever. It starts in one area, and then the demons start coming in, and the more come in, the more they drive you in that direction. And many, many people have seen that bondage come into them. Or the same with alcohol. You drink a little bit, you start taking those spirits in. The more you drink over time, then it can get you to the place of becoming a full-fledged alcoholic. And this is the activity of demonic spirits. This isn't just flesh. Flesh opens the door for demonic spirits to come in. When you're in the flesh, you sin, and then spirits can come in. Now we're going to talk today about why we should pursue deliverance. Why should Christians pursue deliverance and cast out demonic spirits? Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Because Jesus said so. If Jesus said it, we better do it. It's part of the Great Commission. Remember, we're going to follow what Jesus said, not the traditions of men. We're not going to follow what so-and-so says, or this pastor, or minister, or church, or denomination, or whatever. I've learned this a long time ago. We've got to follow the Word of God. In fact, I even tell our own congregation, don't ever do what I do, do what the Word says. And if I'm not preaching the Word, then I'm telling you some wrong things. I've always endeavored to try to teach people and declare the Word of God and do that. People need to follow the Word of God. In fact, the Bible says we should always search the Scriptures to see if anything that we've heard is so. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. If you're a believer, you're supposed to be casting them out. If you're not casting them out, you're not obeying the Great Commission in this area of your life. We need to do it. We go and get people saved, then we cast the demonic spirits out of them so they can be set free. In Matthew 12:28, here's another reason why we should pursue deliverance, and that is to see the kingdom of God be manifested. Here's where Jesus said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. That's exactly what we're going to do. When we cast out demons, we are bringing the rule and the reign of God upon the scene to drive out the demonic spirits that have had the person in bondage. And he did it by the power of the Spirit of God. And see, when we have the Holy Spirit within us, we can cast these demons out. And by the power of the Spirit of God, it brings the rule and the reign of God into our midst. Praise God. A third area is we're going to spoil the works of Satan. In Matthew 12:29, it says, when you enter into a strong man's house and you spoil his goods, you can't do it except first you bind the strong man and then you spoil his house. The strong man's house is the demonic strongholds that are in a person. In fact, the devil considers all the demons that are in a person as a house, his strong man's house. Well, we're supposed to spoil his goods. And instead, what do? First, we bind the strong man, and then we spoil his house. You bind the devil and all demonic spirits in and around in a person, and then you spoil his house by casting it out. As you cast out this demonic network, this demonic house that is in a person because of sin or inherited generational curses, you will destroy all of the works of the enemy. This is why we systematically cast out demonic spirits in our Healing Deliverance Counseling Center and ministering to people directly. We do it 5 days a week. We've been doing it for the last 10.5 years in helping people to get set free. We've seen 13 people healed of 14 people now healed of cancer. We've seen people healed of tumors and growths and cysts. We've had a couple people in the last month healed of cysts, another person a couple weeks ago that now has been set free of diabetes, high blood pressure, allergies, asthma, heart problems. Had a woman just the other night that was set free from neck pain, another one from back pain. These things happen all the time. We've seen people set free from addictive compulsive habits, nicotine, alcohol, drug addiction, gluttony, as well as being free from things that affect your mind, spirits of depression, anxiety, confusion, forgetfulness. You know, God didn't make your mind to forget. Fears, insecurities, rejection, anger, bitterness, all these different things. These are bondages. God wants you set free, and we cast out the spirits that are the root cause to drive them out of a person's life. Praise God. And He will do it. So we're going to spoil the works of Satan. Remember, you can't counsel them out. A lot of people just want to counsel them out. I'll just get counseling. Hey, counseling has a part. It's a very important thing. When we counsel people, we give them the Word of God so that they can know the truth and that they can repent and choose to walk in the ways of the Word. At the same time, though, that's not going to get demonic spirits out. Counseling gives the word in you, but you've got to cast out the spirits that would be in you that have come in from previous sin, and they must be cast out. So we need to be counseled the word to receive it, and then we need to cast out the spirits to spoil the works of Satan. Another area for why we pursue deliverance is to set the captives free and do the works of Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus, one of the things he did, he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor and to preach deliverance to the captives and set them free. Well, we're supposed to do the very same works that he told us to do, so we're going to do it as well. In Luke 19:13, he said the fact that we were to occupy until he comes. Well, if we're going to occupy, occupying is by taking back the land. You know, in the Old Testament, they went to possess the land, and the word possess means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. What did they do in the Old Testament? They drove out the physical inhabitants out of the land to possess it. You need to understand that the Old Testament are types and shadows, physical types and shadows of spiritual realities. Satan is a type. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Egypt's a type of the world. The exodus out of Egypt's a type of the new birth. The physical promised land is a type of the spiritual promised land. And going in to possess it, remember, they wouldn't go in and possess it because of the giants that were in the land. They refused to go in because they didn't think they could drive them out. Well, that's a lie. God was with them to bring them forth over the Pharaoh and all the other enemies. He certainly would cause them to drive the enemies out, but they wouldn't go in and possess it. And the physical promised land is a type of the spiritual promised land, which is the promises of God in our life. What they have to do, they had to drive out the physical inhabitants, cast them out and eliminate them. And this is a type of us driving out the spiritual inhabitants, which are the demonic spirits that would hinder us from possessing the promises of God. So we're going to occupy by driving out every demonic stronghold in our life to be set free. Another place is why we pursue deliverance is laying the axe to the root problems in our life. We want to lay the axe to the root of the tree, Matthew 3:10, and we're going to get rid of the problems. The root problems are what is in the spirit. Life is spiritual, and we're dealing with these spirits and casting them out. Also, it brings a purifying effect in us. As we cast out the demonic spirits, remember, getting rid of the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, it's going to bring the purification. It's going to bring forth a cleansing and perfecting holiness in our life. Also, as you cast out the spirits, you're going to eliminate the curses and the inherited generational curses from the inherited spirits in your life. As you drive them out, you will be set free. Praise God. We're going to talk more about pursuing, why we pursue deliverance, and get into talking about how we can have demons and how they get in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.